Okay, so now we're with Andrew Lee of ESET.
ESET, yeah.
And he's going to give us a few words of wisdom on who their company is, the types of products and services they offer, and how they may address the finance industry.
Okay, so clearly one of the most important issues threatening enterprises, including finance organizations, and probably particularly finance organizations, is the malware threat. A lot of malicious software out there is directly targeted at stealing users' information for fraudulent purposes. So for actually getting it out there, trying to use phishing attacks or whatever it is, but not only that, but installing malicious software on the machine through whatever means it is.
Major issues for financial institutions.
And it's a huge thing for a lot of enterprises, definitely for the finance industry, where they've a lot of sensitive data about the customers that they have and all those kind of things. So what we do is we address that. We address the malware issue. And rather than a more traditional model where you would be looking at getting an update and installing it and running it on your system after the fact, after the malware is already there, it's a kind of reactive model. You're really downloading those updates to find out something bad happened. And instead, we take a proactive approach where we're actually using a technique called heuristics, which inside of our software emulates the behavior of what that file is doing, works out if it's doing something bad that it shouldn't do, and cuts it down right at that point, stops it proactively. It's been in independent testing, it's shown to be extremely effective, well ahead of all of our competition. In fact, there isn't really that much competition in that space.
Sounds like a very unique product, yeah.
And we combine that with another thing, which is a real pain point for a lot of people, is these huge bloated suites, which are enormous, and they take a big performance hit on the machine when you're running it. It's almost like you bought your machine just to run security software. So we actually address that by being extremely fast, very lightweight, very nimble technology, which typically has extremely low overhead on a normal system.
Okay.
So very, very fast, very, very good, high detection rates, and proactive. And that really sums up what we do. And the company is a global company. ESET has offices in Slovakia, in Central Europe. We have offices in San Diego, in California.
I've seen you guys a lot over the past couple of years.
Yeah.
It seems like you've come on the map recently.
Definitely growing. And distribution in over 80 countries now in the world. In fact, distribution in 100 countries, excuse me. And
I wanted to ask you, you brought up phishing before. Can you give me, I don't need to know, exactly how the software works or anything,
sure.
but how can it sort of address phishing issues?
Well, one of the interesting things about phishing is, it's related to spam. It is a kind of a spammy thing, but it's also a unique enough thing to be considered malicious in its own right. And whereas a lot of spam is just annoyance, phishing is definitely a malicious thing. It's definitely trying to steal your data. And but the phishing attacks have very typical kind of look and feel about them. They're usually targeted at a recognized organization like a bank or some kind of financial site. They tend to use some kind of techniques. Let's say for instance, it will present a URL to the user which will say, mybank.com,
but it's actually
and underneath
pointing to
that
an IP
is pointing
address
to some IP address that doesn't resolve back to that name or doesn't look like that name. It's using some kind of keywords which will say something like, your account's deactivated, or there is a problem with your account.
Mm-hmm.
So we can actually build, through an analysis of the message, we can actually build a picture of what that message is about and whether it's really, we can kind of score it according to what it looks like, and then we decide whether it's a phishing attack or not. And that all happens right there on the client machine.
And then what happens when it comes in? Does it mark it as a phishing attack?
It will alert the user and say, we think this is a phishing attack. And it will come up and say, mark it something like phishing.gen, so a generic phishing attack.
Very interesting. So now I could see this definitely being of, very important for, let's say, an employee, all of the employees across the financial institution. It'd be interesting to see how this sort of plays out into like consumers or end users. Is that kind of a strategy for you guys, or have you thought about that? Or
we we have very flexible software. I mean, our user base runs right from, you know, one or two users and right up to it. And the thing to remember is that in most enterprises, you know, all of your users are also home users. Pretty much everyone has a computer.
True.
A lot of people now work from home. A lot of people work remotely. They work in airports, in hotels, in their home, and their kids are messing with the computer. So the threats are just as real for a home user as they are for an enterprise user. And particularly if you're using a home system to access your work system, that's a real area of vulnerability. So you need to be able to address that with a proactive approach as well.
Sure. Okay. Very interesting. Well, thank you very much, Andrew from ESET.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah.